Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau, connecting the kids to agriculture, horticulture, good eating, and nutrition. That's what a new Jefferson County project is about, involving the Parkland Boys and Girls Club in Louisville. Local Extension Agent for Agriculture, Wayne Long, says the concept was initiated about a year ago by the Franklin Club in Simpson County.
There, they devised this program, just getting kids more involved in agriculture in general and horticulture and vegetable production specifically.
The Jefferson County Seed to Sale Project was initiated a little earlier this month by Ag Commissioner James Comer with Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher and local councilwoman Attica Scott.
We were invited to be a partner with the program to offer educational assistance in everything from horticulture to soils to plants, insects, diseases, also including from our family and consumer science agents, nutrition and the health benefits of eating fresh food.
It's about planning, planting, and progress, and if there's surplus, about profit.
The seed to sale is to promote the marketing side of that, and I think the approach to the sale will take advantage of some of the local farmers' markets.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
If you're a student entering a community college or university, check this out. You can save money in college tuition by finishing your degree on time. Just earn 15 credit hours each semester or 30 a year. Do the math. The longer you stay, the more you pay for a college degree. Talk to your advisor and make a plan. Take 15 to finish on time. Get in, get out, get going. Visit knowhowtogoky.org.
This message is sponsored by knowhowtogoky.org.
Jefferson County Extension Agent Wayne Long says their office has also had success with establishing the Parkland Community Garden Project in Louisville, and he sees the Boys and Girls Club seed-to-sale effort dovetailing nicely.
We're trying to develop a way to make a connection between those two. I think there's some educational programming, field trips being developed to take the children who are gardening at the Boys and Girls Club to the Parkland Community Garden, where they can actually work with gardeners. And we have, I think, 62 raised beds at that site. And we're in our second growing season at that particular community garden. So there's a strong connection between the Boys and Girls Club and the Parkland Community Garden.
Both programs, he feels, will increase appreciation for agriculture, enhance nutrition, and a sense of community accomplishment from seed to sale. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.